one of the things that you've talked about, Sam, is traveling on the sandbars in wintertime, because you know the sandbars, you know how long they are, what they look like, and it minimizes the amount of time you have to spend in the deep current over the ice. And it would seem to me that with these changes that you guys are describing, that knowing those sandbar changes in the fall, like now, would be an important factor in terms of your winter travel.
Yeah. Well, the main channel on the Tanana, once deep and it's freezing up, you run into, after freeze up, is the jumbled ice, and it's hard traveling on that. Mm-hmm. People want to get off the main channel and off the side, and then it's on the sandbar, so it's frozen right down to the mud. And then, but this other fact that we discovered was when you get real low water, how it changes the channel and undermines mm-hmm. certain parts of the lower end of the sandbars. So we run some of the dangerous ice conditions there.
Is that low flow erosion?
Low flow erosion, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a brief description of that for the purposes of the recording.
On the low flow erosion, what we could see is that once the river in the fall time, the river freezes up, and the water above this on the sandbar freezes right down to the mud, to the sandbar itself, and then continues to freeze out to the middle of the river, then you see the continuing decrease of water flow, and as the water level drops, the ice is formed on top, 6 to 8 inches deep or so, and it falls down, floating on top of water. And then the river starts flowing into little small eddies underneath the ice, close to the sandbars, and this undermines it. And these little eddies, then you see the bar, you can actually see the ice bending down that was frozen from the fall freeze up, and it's undermining, and you can see this curvature in the ice as it undermines there, the sandbar. Mm-hmm. Low flow erosion.
And of course, that water isn't carrying a sediment load, so it can pick up sediment easier as it cuts and goes on downstream. Is that how it works?
It's something that you never really pay attention to, but now that we're doing in this project, we are seeing that. And we're looking over and seeing the ice that was frozen on top of the bar now just bending down, and you go over and look, and you can see underneath where it was frozen all the way over, and now it's changing. So, undermining.
Good.